Listening 197.
Listen and read. Check your ideas.
The Space Age. On the 4th of October 1957, Russia launched the first satellite into space. Its name was Sputnik 1, which means Companion 1 in Russian, and it was the first object made by humans to fly around the Earth. This was the beginning of the Space Age. Later that year, a dog called Laika was sent into space on Sputnik 2. Then, in 1961, a Russian astronaut named Yuri Gagarin became the first human to fly in space. In the 1960s, the USA began its Apollo space program, and in 1969, a US organization called NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, sent astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins into space. They soared into space on the space shuttle Apollo 11 and landed on the moon. As Neil Armstrong stepped onto the moon's surface, he famously said, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." The last time that humans landed on the moon was in 1972, but that wasn't the end of space exploration. Since then, spacecraft without people have explored every planet in the solar system. In 1976, NASA spacecraft called Viking 1 and Viking 2 landed successfully on Mars. They sent back important information to scientists on Earth. In 1977, NASA's Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 were sent to explore Jupiter and Saturn. After this mission, they travelled further and got information about Uranus and Neptune. Recently, scientists have received amazing photos from space using the Hubble telescope, which has been in space since 1990. The Hubble has taken over 100,000 colourful and detailed photos of the universe. One of the most famous Hubble images, called Pillars of Creation, even shows stars being born. In 1998, the International Space Station, ISS, was completed. Journeys there usually last for about 6 months, and astronauts do lots of different experiments. The ISS travels between 330 and 435 kilometres above the Earth. It flies around the planet just over 15.5 times a day. If you look up into the sky on a clear night, you may see it flying past at 8 kilometres per second. Space exploration goes deeper and deeper into space as each year goes by. This is because technology is getting better and better. And yet, at the same time, old technology remains useful. In 2012, NASA's Voyager 1 left our solar system and went into interstellar space. It continues to send important information about our universe back to us on Earth. Also in 2012, the world was amazed when the ESA, European Space Agency, Rosetta spacecraft, which left the Earth in 2002, reached an asteroid and sent a special small ship, called a lander, to its surface. Because of this, scientists now know that the surface of an asteroid can contain a small amount of water ice. In 2015, we received fantastic photos of Pluto and its moons, right at the edge of our solar system. Scientists who study these photos are especially excited about two giant mountains, which they think might be volcanoes that explode with ice. The space age has had a big effect on our modern world. Nowadays, thousands of satellites fly around the Earth. They send information about the weather, our geography, and many other things. They make sure that lots of equipment continues to work, like mobile phones and televisions. Space has become part of our everyday lives. Can you imagine a world without satellites? In the future, space travel will become increasingly common. It's possible that people will even live in space. Some people believe that humans will be able to live on the Moon and on Mars. For now, there are only plans to take tourists into space. In fact, by the time you are 30 years old, you might be thinking about going on a trip to Mars.